It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, an incredible collection of the world's seeds are being protected in remote Norway. We talk with a Wisconsin scientist who is studying that effort.
First, Governor Scott Walker announced yesterday that he wants to prolong the tuition freeze for UW schools around the state and potentially rule out budget increases for the UW system and some other state agencies in next year's budget.
But UW officials say that after years of budget cuts, the quality of the education services the school provides could get worse.
Joining us now is Nico Savage. He's higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Nico, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, talk about this announcement a little. Give us some backstory here. How long has this tuition freeze been in effect?
Sure. So tuition at UW institutions for in-state undergraduates has been frozen since 2013. At UW-Madison, it's been frozen at about $10,400. And that freeze came after several years, and in fact, decades, in which tuition had been rising at well above the cost of inflation. It was put into place by Walker and Governor Walker and Republicans in the legislature, and has proved fairly popular. Pretty wide support for it when it was introduced, and still fairly wide support for it, according to some polling that we've seen. And now it looks like the governor is trying to is indicating that he'll be including two more years of the tuition freeze in his next budget, which would carry that through the 2019 school year.
This budget process is still months away, but the governor is sending some pretty strong signals pretty early here when it comes to UW funding.
That's true, and it's looking today like one option that could see UW get some increased state funding is apparently still on the table. So the governor in his message yesterday told just about all state agencies, all but a handful, that they pretty much should not expect any additional state money, and UW is one of those agencies that kind of heard this message of don't expect any more money. However, the governor's office says today that an idea that Governor Walker had floated earlier this summer of tying some new state funding for UW to performance measures and how UW does in certain criteria, that option is apparently still on the table. So that's still something that the governor is considering as an option in the next state budget.
And that performance-based budget increase sounds like there's a lot of question marks. Nobody's clear at this point what measures would be in place, how this would work. This has got a new territory for UW schools, right?
Right. For UW, it would be, and the governor's office hasn't said what those measures would be. They have pointed to, though there are some performance-based funding components in the budget for the Wisconsin Technical College system. So, for instance, the Technical College system gets funding that is based in part on how well it does in metrics like the number of degrees it awards in high-demand fields, the job placement rates of graduates, that sort of thing. It's not clear if we'd see the same criteria used for UW schools or if we'd potentially see some different ones, but that's certainly something that a lot of people are looking at is just what are these criteria going to be and what that is going to mean for the UW.
We're talking to Nico Savage, higher education reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at the governor's announcement that in the next budget coming up next year, he would like to see no funding increase for the state UW system, apart from possibly a performance-based set of increases, and no tuition increase, keeping the tuition freeze alive. So, Nico, that performance increase sounds like a maybe clear signal here about no other funding increase or tuition freeze in the governor's budget plan. How are UW system representatives reacting to that?
Well, one thing they're saying is, first of all, in response to the tuition freeze, they're saying that, look, we want college to be affordable. Two, we are committed to access. But at the same time, what UW officials say is that, look, if you just freeze tuition and there's no there's no further investment from the state, that, you know, their costs are going up each year, and that creates problems for UW. I mean, we've seen several campuses in reaction to the last state budget, which cut UW funding by $250 million over 2 years, and of course had the tuition freeze. We've seen several UW campuses reduce their class offerings, reduce their advising services. The number of course sections have been reduced, and you know, UW officials pointing out today that can potentially lead to it taking more time to graduate. And, you know, if you have to go to 4 years of school instead of three or three and a half, they say, well, that's more money in the long run, even if tuition is frozen. So what they're saying is they want to see, and we've heard this from UW officials as well as faculty and others who have coined a hashtag called Fund the Freeze. They want the state to be kind of paying for that tuition freeze as opposed to just freezing tuition and leaving UW to make up the money through cuts.
But they're making the case that if they don't get that, if they have the tuition freeze and a flat budget after some budget cuts in the past, they're saying this will affect the quality of higher education?
That's been more of a message that we've seen from faculty, from UW supporters, from Democrats in the legislature. I don't think we've seen, UW officials, chancellors and that sort of thing, quite going that dire with their messages yet. But it's certainly something we've seen from supporters of the system.
And looking at the legislature, Governor Walker doesn't write the budget on his own. Has there been reaction, first of all, from currently majority Republicans in either chamber?
I haven't seen a reaction yet from Republicans. I did see Representative Peter Barca, the Assembly Democratic leader, raised a similar to issue as UW officials, saying that the tuition freeze is only helpful if he funds it, and saying that it's referring to this as a zero growth budget, quoting from Representative Barca, that reflects the zero growth results Wisconsinites have seen under Republicans in power. So certainly some skepticism from Representative Barca there.
How extensive have cuts been in state funding for the UW system in the last couple of budgets?
Well, in five of the last six budgets, Wisconsin has cut the UW system's budget. Like I said, most recently, $250 million over 2 years in the most recent one. So, UW officials are basically saying, and they've been saying for a while now, certainly since the summer of 2015 when that budget cut was happening, that, they've cut to the bone and they're sort of in danger at this point of bad stuff happening, really bad stuff happening.
Now, the UW system not the only one hearing this news of a flat budget. Is there any indication of where the governor might consider budget increases?
Yeah, so Governor Walker's spokesman basically says, and the governor himself said in this memo to state agency heads that he sent last week, that one of his priorities is going to be increasing funding for K-12 education. That's one that he's mentioned. Spokesman for the governor saying today he's also has reducing property taxes as a priority. Also mentions the governor does a few kind of basic, what he describes as basic cost to continue increases for departments such as corrections, health services, children and families, workforce development, a smattering of other state agencies.
Now, this budget announcement, budget memo is out probably before it needs to be, but it's going to give people a lot of time to respond, and it comes out before the state legislative elections. Do you think that this is going to be, higher education funding is going to be a hot issue for politicians here in the state between now and November?
Well, we've seen some indications of that over the past few months. We've definitely seen Democrats looking to kind of press this issue of, these cuts to UW are too big. According to them, they are having negative effects on students. They're having negative effects on the communities that benefit from UW institutions. And according to Democrats, they're having negative effects on Wisconsin's economy. So certainly we've seen Democrats looking to push on this issue of budget cuts and the idea that UW is in a position where it needs more money and presenting themselves as the party that's going to make that happen. But we've also seen Governor Walker and Republicans kind of picking up the banner of college affordability with the tuition freeze and also with some of the legislation that was passed earlier this year on college affordability issues. So they kind of have that response where they can say, tuition went up under Democratic administrations. So we've seen Governor Walker kind of talk about the increases to tuition that were happening before the freeze and making the argument that it's the tuition freeze championed by Republicans that has saved students thousands of dollars if you look at what you might have been saving over the course of 4 years of tuition increases if that was the case.
Well, the budget process goes into the summer. I imagine we'll be talking to you about this again before then, Nico. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Nico Savage, higher education reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us to talk about a potential tuition freeze and stalled funding at the UW system.